from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Speaking of weighing in, our contestant Lenny Conchahokan will weigh in. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, the Hammer has 254 victories and a mere 41 losses in what has now been, I mean, Seltzer, it's got to be close to about seven and a half years of just spectacular excellence.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly, this is a bad
seven and a half clip. Years of coming up with questions is all I think about.
James sounds so defeated.
You hate it, man.
He's exhausted.
You really do. What a crybaby this James Seltzer guy is. All right, so our contestant today, Lenny Conchahokan, who does know sports, he's going to be playing for a Trey Turner t-shirt. It's got his name on it. It's got his number on it. Cool t-shirt. Trey Turner t-shirt. And Lenny was chirping at me 2 weeks ago. I said, all right, Len, fine. You want to be the next contestant? Fine. Step up. Let's see what you... Lenny, step up!
I'm right here. I'm on a ladder.
He's ready.
Well, I know I'm you're ready. Right here, but I mean, are you... Like, there's being ready, and then there's being capital R ready. It's kind of... You know what it reminds me of? Remember in White Man Can't Jump, the conversation between Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes? Like, you hear Jimmy. You listen to Jimmy, but do you hear him? Like, we know you're stepping up. You're the contestant. But, like, are you ready? Are you really ready?
I got ice water in my veins. You know the Gatorade commercial where they sweat Gatorade? Where they're sweating Gatorade? Right now, that's me. I'm sweating.
Oh, I love it.
Lenny, I'm hearing so many jokes from you in the last couple of days. I'm beginning to wonder whether you're truly taking this serious. But we'll find out. All right, Len.
I'm here to have a good time. I'm here to have a good time.
Oh, said by many losers in the best. All right, Lenny, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. I will certainly, sir, because you're going to need it. The Hammer will wish you good luck.
You too.
Look at that. The Hammer will wish you good luck. Get out of here.
What a gentleman. What
a
gentleman.
So a little housekeeping here. Last time Elliot was in charge of the clock, it was...
Devin's
going to do it.
This is good. Yes. This is exactly what I
don't want Joe coming in and a little noise and saying it doesn't count.
Elliot, just shut your mouth, okay?
Elliot just handed the reins over to me.
I'm stepping away from the microphone.
That was among the more mad I remember him getting during Beat the Hammer.
Talk about it.
And none of us heard it.
None of us even heard it.
I didn't hear it at all. I didn't hear it at all.
I did do a sound, but
he overreacted. You went like a little... like to make that sound, so I see that.
Yes.
I see that. All right, is he safely ensconced in the soundproof freezer? All right, let's play a little game. Lenny, you ready to play a little game called Beat the Hammer?
Let's do it.
All right, our category for the week: the Phillies had 7 All-Stars announced for this All-Star team. We're going to be asking trivia about those 7 players. Are you ready to roll?
Let's go.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds as soon as the question is finished. The clock will start. Here we go. Question number one. Zach Wheeler, Ranger Suarez, and Aaron Nola are the last 3 Phillies starting pitchers to make the All-Star team. Who was the last starting pitcher prior to them to make it?
Cliff Lee.
Alec Bohm currently leads the NL in doubles. Since 2000, three other Phillies have led the NL in doubles. Name one of them.
Odubel Herrera.
Matt Strom and Jeff Hoffman joined three other Phillies relievers in the last 10 years to make the All-Star team. Name one of them.
Pat Neshek.
Trey Turner and Alec Bohm will make up the left side of the All-Star game infield, something the Phillies last did in 2002 with which two NL All-Stars?
Jimmy Rollins and Placido Polanco.
Bryce Harper is one of five of this season's All-Stars who have been selected to eight or more All-Star teams. Name one of the other four.
Repeat the question.
Bryce Harper is one of five of this season's All-Stars who have been selected to eight or more All-Star teams. Name one of the other four.
Time.
All right, we got two. We got two. That's better than it's been, Lenny. That not bad. Not bad. I think we got a chance here.
That's what's sad.
We're
it's better
wave
than
the
what it's been.
I know. I know. But I got a chance here. These aren't super easy. We'll see. Wave the hammer back in. I think the hammer's nervous, no matter what he says.
Yeah, and no black belt today. No rosary. He's pretty, you know, low-key.
Yeah.
He's taking his time coming back.
Of course he
is. He looks nervous.
It's not like we're doing a radio show here. You know? No big deal.
There we go.
Look at you. Thanks for gracing. I know you are. I said you would be. I know how you work.
Oh, man. All right.
Howdy do, guys.
How did he do?
Hey, G, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing splendid.
You ready to roll here?
Yeah. I don't know if you can do splendid. I am splendid.
Look at you.
I am resplendent. I will be when I have my regal look.
That's good work.
As I get inducted into the United States presidency some years from now. But that's a whole other thing. You don't get inducted.
All right. You ready here?
Sure.
All right. Our category for the week. You have 55 seconds. Our category for the week. Seven Phillies All-Stars this season. We're asking trivia about those seven players. You ready to roll?
The Phillies seven All-Stars.
Correct.
Okay. So this would not include Christopher Sanchez if he replaces Zach Wheeler.
Well, yeah. He's not an All-Star yet. So.
Okay.
Ready to roll?
Seven All-Stars, sure.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked.
How did Lenny do?
Question number one. Zach Wheeler, Ranger Suarez, and Aaron Nola are the last three Phillies starting pitchers to make the All-Star team. Who was the last starting pitcher prior to them to make it?
Say the question again.
Zach Wheeler, Ranger Suarez, and Aaron Nola are the last three Phillies starting pitchers to make the All-Star team. Who was the last starting pitcher prior to them?
I'll say Cole Hamels.
Alec Bohm currently leads the NL in doubles. Since 2000, three other Phillies have led the NL in doubles. Name one of them.
Abreu.
Matt Strom and Jeff Hoffman joined three other Phillies relievers in the last 10 years to make the All-Star team. Name one of them.
Last 10 years. This will go back to 14. I will say, I'll say, Hector Neris.
Trey Turner and Alec Bohm will make up the left side of the All-Star game infield, something the Phillies last did in 2002 with which two NL All-Stars?
Jimmy and Scott Rolen.
Bryce Harper is one of five of this season's All-Stars who have been selected to eight or more All-Star teams. Name one of the other four.
Mookie Betts.
Time.
A 3-2 victory.
Wow! That's what you do. Freaking Mookie Betts coming through for me. Or put another way, the hammer! Coming through for everyone to root for the hammer. Right? I know with probably 8 seconds left in that, people are probably going, oh, he's down 2-1. He's down 2-1. Clock's ticking. Clock my ass. Hammer. Victory 255. That's how you do, Caesar. Thank you.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
Wow.
Everyone, nice job laying out. That was really good work. Just letting it go. Tom Kelly is in the studio next to me, and he just looks over with a look on his face. Like, what are you doing right now?
I apologize to everyone, a poor guy that doesn't know this is a sports trivia game, and sometimes we ramp it up a little bit. It's like if you watch Jordan and you didn't know why he's sticking out his tongue. Because greatness is greatness, all right? I'm going to dunk. I'm going to stick out the tongue.
Watching you win it in that final few seconds.
That was close.
It was a close matchup.
I was looking at the clock like there's no way he's going to do it.
I wanted overtime so bad.
I did not think I was going to get through the fifth question.
I agree.
Because I knew clock. So, James, is it Papelbon?
Yeah, so it's last season, Craig Kimbrell. Pat Neshek, which Lenny got, and then Jonathan Papelbon.
I should have said Papelbon. Yeah, I was thinking, I had him, and then I'm like, wait a minute.
Harper,
maybe that was like 2013, and Neris was like the
somewhat only good player for a stretch. Maybe he made one because someone's got
Harper and Worth also led the league in doubles. And then Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Chris Sale, and Jose Altuve.
God bless Mookie Betts.
Credit to James. Those questions.
They were good.
He read them fast. Like, yeah. I know that's a victory for you, but I think the assist goes to James.
My man. Oh, man. Thanks,
but look, obviously I didn't hear Lenny's call, but I know
it's the same either way.
James tries to do it both ways. Yeah. All right, Lenny and Conshohocken. And Lenny, it sounds like you put up a fight, but you lost.
Congratulations. I'll give it to you.
I've said this before. You don't give, I take. And I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Hey,
I'm just saying, you don't give, I take.
Lenny. How about that?
Okay.
I will say this.
What?
For the last question, I was trying to name another Philly All-Star. So that's why I didn't even think about it. I was racking my brain. I was like, was Wheeler in at eight times? I was just racking my brain.
Well, in the words of somebody, that's a shame. I don't know who that first somebody was, but that's a shame.
You quoting yourself there?
I don't know, but I mean, somebody first in human history said that's a shame or that's a damn shame.
I will say I was thrown by that question too because I was trying to think of a Philly as well.
That's why he's the hammer.
The hammer. Yeah.
That's why one person up here is
thumbs pointed toward me, Lenny.
You got that one really fast. I was shocked you pulled Mookie.
You literally had 1 second left when you said that.
It was nuts.
I'll say this. I'll prepare and I'll come see you in about a year. I'll let everyone else get in there. But
love this.
It was fun.
All right, it was
Lenny,
fun.
Lenny, thank you, buddy.
Lenny, thanks, buddy. Stay well. And Lenny, the 255th loser. But you can be a winner on the contest line. We'll take caller number three right now to honor Bryce Harper. Caller number three, and Allen Iverson and Babe Ruth and all the famous threes.
Nolan Smith.
Is he really?
He's number three, yeah.
You know, maybe if he actually, what do they call that?
Make a play?
Played in games.
You would know his number.
Maybe I would know his number. Caller three on the contest line, 215-988-1258. Caller three, you will win the Trey Turner T-shirt because the Hammer has your back. What can Hammer do for you? Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9988. I don't even hear the music. Sure. Shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.